your networks right here on USB. So tune into the Pacifica News Report every weekday evening at 6 on Long Island's first station of the 90s, WUSB 90.1 FM.
You're not alone. When you're feeling down and there's no one.
This is John Connolly inviting you to join with us every Monday night for the John Connolly Show at 11 p.m. as we explore the latest psychological, parapsychological, and metaphysical phenomena. You're invited to call in for personal psychic, tarot, and astrological readings, and to consult with our expert psychics, psychologists, and healers. That's the John Connolly Show every Monday night at 11 p.m. right here on WUSB FM in Stony Brook.
The beginning of the expedition.
Look, Carla, I can't make you rich. So what do you want from me?
I know something.
Oh, I bet you do.
Something that will help you and the professor.
And in return, you want...
gold. I want gold.
Lots of gold.
Mm-hmm. No. Just one little piece of gold.
Sounds reasonable.
A mask.
I think the mask you want is not something to fool with.
No.
No.
Oh, you make me so unhappy. Oh, eu tô com vontade de chorar.
Tough.
Jack Flanders in Dreams of Rio.
Dreams of Rio, Part 3. On Tuesday, May 31st, and Sunday, June 5th, at 11:30 p.m., here at WUSB, Stony Brook.
Hi, this is Steve Forbert on WUSB.
Here's to all you lucky dogs, it's heads or tails. Here's to all you filthy rich, I wish you well. Here's to all the pretty women made for cash. And here's to dashing daddy's son, he's such a flash. Well, I've been looking and walking around the sunset square.
Out of the Wild West, leaving the towns I love the best. Thought I'd seen some ups and downs till I come into New York town. People going down to the ground, buildings going up to the sky. Wintertime in New York town, the wind blowing the snow around. Walk around with nowhere to go, somebody can freeze right to the bone. I froze right to the bone. New York Times said it was the coldest winter in 17 years. I didn't feel so cold then. Swung on to my old guitar, grabbed hold of a subway car. After rocking, reeling, rolling, ride, I landed up on the downtown side. Greenwich Village. Down there and ended up in one of them coffee houses on the block. I'd get on the stage, sing and play. Man, I say, come back some other day. You sound like a hillbilly. We want folk singers here. rocket job the gun to play, blowing my lungs out for a dollar a day. I blew it inside out and upside down. The man there said he loved my sound. He's raving about it. He loved my sound. Dollar a day's worth. After weeks and weeks of hanging around, I finally got a job in New York town. In a bigger place, bigger money too. Even joined a union and paid my dues. Now, a very great man once said that some people rob you with a fountain pen. It don't take too long to find out just what he was talking about. A lot of people don't have much food on their table, but they got a lot of forks and knives. And I gotta cut something. So one morning when the sun was warm, I rambled out of New York town. Pulled my cap down over my eyes, headed out for the western skies. So long, New York. Howdy, East Orange.
Trembled, he soon lost all control. over everything which he had made while the mission bells did toll. He just stood there staring at that big house as bright as any sun, with 420 windows and a woman's face in every one. Well, up the stairs ran Frankie Lee with a soulful bounding leap, and foaming at the mouth, he began to make his midnight creep. For 16 nights and days he raved, but on the 17th he burst into the arms of Judas Priest, which is where he died of thirst. No one tried to say a thing when they carried him out in jest, except, of course, the little neighbor boy who carried him to rest. And he just walked along alone with his guilt so well concealed, and muttered underneath his breath, "Nothing is revealed." Story. The moral of this song is simply that one should never be where one does not belong. So when you see your neighbor carrying something, help him with his load, and don't go mistaking paradise for that home across the road.
Dylan on USB. Bob Dylan, to be exact, at 8:44 in the evening.
I think I better talk this over. Maybe when we both get sober, you understand I'm only a man doing the best that I can. Situation can only get rougher. Why should we needlessly suffer? Let's call it a day, go a different way before we betray. You don't have to be afraid of looking into my face. A low down feeling. You've been two things. You've been double dealing. I took a chance, got caught in the trance of a downhill diamond. Oh, child, why you wanna hurt me? I'm inside. You can't convert me. Of your delicate ways with both eyes. You don't have to yearn for love, you don't have to be alone. Somewhere in this universe, there's a place that you can call home. And I guess I'll be leaving tomorrow. Big steel or borrow. And we beat the cross paths in a day and a half. Look at each other alive. But I don't think it's liable to happen. Like the sound of a one-hand clapping. Goodbye.
Bible translation. I wish I was a magician.
Remember those fabulous 60s? The marches, the beans, the draft card burnings, and best of all, the music. Well, now Apple House has collected the finest of those songs on one album called Golden Protest, performed by the original artist who made them famous. You'll thrill to Society's Child by Janice Ian, Pleasant Valley Sunday by the Monkees, What Have They Done to the Rain by the Searchers, In the Ghetto by Elvis Presley, Silent Night, 7 o'clock News by Simon and Garfunkel, and who can ever forget this all-time classic? Yes, Barry McGuire's immortal Eve of Destruction. And, of course, my own Masters of War, all for the incredibly low price of $3.95. And if you order now, you'll also receive a treasury of acid rock featuring Vanilla Fudge, Blue Chair, Frigid Pink, Moby Grape, The Electric Prunes, Jefferson Airplane, Lothar and the Hand People, to name but a few. Plus, as part of this special limited offer, you also get the best of the supergroups with Traffic, Cream, Blind Faith, Ginger Baker's Air Force, and many, many others. Yes, this is a collector's dream, Golden Protest, plus two fabulous 60s albums, all for only $3.95. If you were to purchase these selections separately, they'd cost you hundreds of dollars, and many cannot be found anywhere at any price. Well, it's time for my boot heels to be wandering. But here's something that'll tell you how you can get this amazing record package.
Here's how to order this amazing record package. Just send $3.95 and check your money order plus your name and address to Apple House Box 70K South Bend, Indiana. Once again, that's $3.95 and check your money to Apple House Box. Do it today.
When you're trying to be so quiet, we sit here stranded. We're all doing our best to deny it. And Louise holds a handful of rain, tempting you to defy it. Late flicker from the opposite loft. In this room, the heat pipes just caught. The country music station plays soft, but there's nothing, really nothing to turn off. Just Louise and her lover. Johanna, that conquer my mind. In the empty lot where the ladies play, blind man's bluff with the keychain. Watchman, click his flashlight, ask himself if it's him or them at the end of the day. Louise, she's alright, she's just here. She's delicate and seems like the mirror. But she just makes it all too concise and too clear that Johanna's not here. vision of Johanna have not taken my place. Little boy lost, he takes himself so seriously. He breaks of his misery, he likes to live dangerously. And when bringing her name up, he speaks of a farewell kiss to me. Got a lot of gall to be so useless and all, muttering small talk at the wall while I'm in the hall. Oh, how can I explain? It's so hard to get on. Of Johanna, they kept me up past the dawn. Inside the museum, infinity goes up on trial. This is what salvation must be like after a while. But Mona Lisa must have had the highway blues. You can tell by the way she smiles. These primitive wallflower trees, and the jelly-faced women all sneeze. Yeah, the one with the mustache say, geez, I can't find my knees. Oh, jewels and binoculars hang from the head of the mule. But these visions of Johanna, they make it all seems so cruel. I'm peddling our feet to the countess who's pretending to care for him. Name me someone that's not a parasite, and I'll go out and say a prayer for him. But like Louise always says, you can't look at much can you, man, if she herself prepares for him. And Madonna still has not shown. We see this empty cage not corrode. Where the papers, the stage once it flowed. The fiddler, he now steps to the road. He writes, everything's been returned which was old. On the back of the fish truck that loads while my conscience explodes. And these visions of Johanna are now all that remain.
We've been hearing quite a bit of Bob Dylan over the last few minutes. In fact, some people might even feel compelled to say we've been hearing too much Bob Dylan, but I don't know. I think special occasions such as today warrant lots of Bob Dylan music, or just something that you haven't heard in a while, and I haven't heard Bob Dylan in a long time. So I figured, you know, tonight we'd celebrate his birthday. Whenever that may be, it's sometime during the year, I know that much. And Memorial Day seems like as good a time as any to celebrate someone like Bob Dylan. Well, we heard, starting up on the top, from what I believe is the very first album from Bob Dylan, because it doesn't have a title. It just says Bob Dylan, and it's a picture of this kid looking at us, holding a guitar. And I'll tell you, this it's pretty shocking when you look how young this guy must have been. I mean, incredible. Bob Dylan, produced by John Hammond. We heard Talkin' New York. And it says on the liner notes on the back, Talkin' New York is a diary set to music. In May 1961, Dylan started to hitchhike west, not overwhelmingly pleased at what he had seen and experienced in New York. I'm sure it's something we can all pretty much attest to a degree. At a truck stop along the highway, this is where it gets different from the rest of us, he started to scribble down a few impressions of the city he left behind. They were comic, but tinged with a certain sarcastic bite, very much in the Woody Guthrie vein. So, kid on a bus, hitchhiking, well, not on a bus, unless you got a ride on a bus, kid on a road somewhere, just scribbling down notes, and that's how Bob Dylan got started. Columbia Records is proud to introduce a major new figure in American folk music, Bob Dylan. At only 20, Dylan is the most unusual new talent in American folk music, and this was back in the days before zip codes, because CBS Records, it's 51 West 52nd Street, New York, New York, and that's all they say on the back. No zip code at all, and that's kind of sobering. We also heard off the John Wesley Harding album, The Ballad of Frankie Lee and Judas Priest. And that's something for you there. Before the days of Judas Priest, the real one. From Street Legal, much more recent album, Street Legal, with the gospel singers and everything. And a track called We Better Talk This Over. And a lot of people might have said, Bob Dylan, we should have talked over putting out that album before before we put it out. But, boy, my voice is reverberating all throughout the station, isn't it? Amazing. I just hear this echoing all over the place. I don't hear it anymore. Okay, National Lampoon, we heard that. That was not Bob Dylan from National Lampoon. We heard those fabulous 60s and Christopher Guest doing an impression of Bob Dylan. A lot of people seem to like to do impressions of Bob Dylan. And we wrapped it up with Visions of Johanna from Blonde on Blonde. Nice big double album. You may recall it because it has a one song on one side, Sad-Eyed Ladies of the Lowlands. And that's something to play if you're ever in the mood to hear an awful lot in one sitting. It's about a 20-minute long song by Bob Dylan. Occasionally he does that. He puts out some ballad that just goes on forever and ever and ever. He can go out and come back and, you know, do all kinds of things in between. But we're not going to be hearing any more Bob Dylan tonight. We have lots of other things to play. Ted Schreiber would have wanted it that way. Ted Schreiber was supposed to be in tonight, but he is stuck in New York. And hopefully he'll be scribbling down his impressions as he heads eastward. And maybe you'll see an album by Ted Schreiber someday. And he'll be the star. He'll be the most unusual person in some field. Whatever field he chooses, I'm sure he'll manage to do that. I'm Eric Corley, sitting in and occasionally standing up for Ted Schreiber. And I'll be here until 11 o'clock when John Connolly comes in with all kinds of interesting and unusual people. And asking for your interesting and unusual phone calls. It's 2 minutes after 9 o'clock. We have 19 degrees Celsius, and that comes out to 66 on the Fahrenheit scale. And before we get into anything else, Joel Block has been patiently waiting to tell you about the sky and the stars and all that kind of thing. So turn out the lights, open up your windows, stare out you know, onto the sky, if you can even see it. Is it clear outside?
I don't know.
I think it's clear. It was clear last time I looked, unless something got messed up. And listen to the cosmic sounds of Joel Block and Stardate.
Stardate May 30th. The moon takes slightly less than a month to go through its phases, from new to full and back to new again. The last full moon was May 1st, and the moon is full again early tomorrow morning. That big round moon you'll see in the sky tonight and tomorrow is sometimes called a blue moon, but it's blue in name only. All the full moons have names, which generally coincide with months of the year. But May's moon name, the planting moon or milk moon, rightfully belongs to the first full moon. And so, as always happens in a month with two full moons, the second one is left with the name blue moon. A blue-colored moon is something else. The moon looks blue when atmospheric conditions warrant it, through just the right kind of mist or dust storm, for example. A blue-colored moon is rare, hence the expression once in a blue moon. But two full moons in one month aren't so rare. They come along seven times each 19 years, or once every 2 or 3 years. What's more, blue moons are supposed to be unlucky, and they used to be a real nuisance since they upset the scheduling of church festivals. So look outside at the full moon, and you can say you've seen a blue moon. It may not look blue to the eye, but as the second full moon in a single month, it's got a right, at least, to the name. Our program is Stardate. Our writer and our producer is Deborah Bird. Those of us at Stardate would like to send you a complimentary edition of our new Stardate magazine. If you'd like to receive one, send us your name and address. Here at the University of Texas McDonald Observatory, Austin, Texas, our zip code is 78712. And we do ask that you let us know where you listen to Stardate. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Joel Block.
So, that's the story of the blue moon. Well, I knew there was something unusual going on up there. Joel Block and Stardate. And when does Stardate come your way? Do you know, Chris? It has to be written down somewhere. We'll find out when Stardate comes your way. It's 9 o'clock, I know that much. 9 o'clock on weekdays. And 5 in the afternoon? 7 in the morning or something like that? Just keep listening to the radio. That's what you're supposed to be doing, and you'll hear it at some point. It's 5 minutes after 9 o'clock now. As we all come back inside, close the windows, keep the moths and the nasty little creatures that seem to come out this time of year outside where they belong. It's May 30th, Memorial Day, Monday, May 30th. The sight of Southern women decorating Civil War graves inspired this national holiday, first observed 120 years ago, back in 1868, and it was called Decoration Day. And the Soviet defense minister was fired in 1987, one day after teenage West German pilot Matthias Rust landed in Red Square after crossing 400 miles of defended airspace. Uncle Sam relieved a Navy admiral and two others of their duties in 1985 for ordering $659 airplane ashtrays. Today we're celebrating birthdays of Winona Judd, who is 24, Michael J. Pollard, who is 49, Clint Walker, 61, and the voice of Bugs Bunny, Mel Blanc, is 80 years old today. And that pretty much sums up what happened today and what is happening today. But not quite yet. We still have a very quick look at the news. We're going to talk about caviar and turkey fillets. That's what was on the menu at the state dinner in honor of President Reagan tonight in Moscow. Turkey fillets were a bit of a joke, actually. Soviet leader Gorbachev toasted Reagan by calling for closer relations, but said neither side should interfere in the other's internal affairs. For some reason, I'm hearing the same music in the other room. Well, that's something that there's no explanation for. Earlier in the day, Reagan met with a large group of dissenters. I'm sorry, dissidents. not dissenters, dissidents. Completely different. And refuseniks. Yes, good old refuseniks. Reagan told the dissidents he came to give them strength and refused to talk to the refuseniks. Senate Majority Leader Robert Byrd and Minority Leader Bob Dole are on their way to Moscow. Kind of late, aren't they? They'll be on hand when Reagan and Gorbachev exchange documents implementing the Intermediate Range Missile Treaty, ratified by the Senate last week. And, in case you thought it was all over, Lebanese officials say sectarian violence has claimed 20 lives in Christian East Beirut. Nearly 80 others were reported hurt in the car bombing. And that 20 qualifies Lebanon for emergency relief from the state of Arizona. 7 minutes after 9 o'clock, Eric Corley with you, filling in for Ted Schreiber up until 11 o'clock. If you'd like to hear something, give us a call, 632-6901. Got a lot of records out tonight, so if there's something you don't want to hear, you might want to call us too, because it's a good chance we might play it if you don't call. 632-690.1 at 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. Music from the Specials, first album. And I think the best album.
It doesn't mean that you're no good. Just because there's a reason, it doesn't mean it's understood. It doesn't make it alright. Just because
some of the pieces. Patsy Cline here on 90.1 FM. The late, great Patsy Cline. Off a record that I actually went out. Well, I didn't go out anywhere. I just got on the phone and I called up. It was one of those toll-free number jobs that you see on TV. I've never done that before. And sure enough, a couple of weeks later, maybe about 6 weeks later, actually, I get this flimsy little package in the mail with two records filled with Patsy Cline songs, each one sadder than the next. Seems nobody liked this person, as a person, that is. I don't know about as a musician. As a musician, I think a lot of people like Patsy Cline because I keep running into them. They keep calling and saying, boy, Patsy Cline, you know, I haven't heard Patsy Cline in what seemed like millennia. So there are fans out there for Patsy Cline. But while she was alive, she was the saddest person you'd ever want to meet, which is why no one wanted to meet her at all. Oh, everyone kept passing her up and stealing her lovers and just making her whole life miserable. And she finally ended up dying in a plane crash, which isn't really the way to go, I guess, when you think of it. But she did make it into Coal Miner's Daughter. If you recall, she was the one that sort of led Sissy Spacek on, got her into country music and all that kind of thing. We'll be hearing a little bit more from Patsy Cline to please those of you who like her and to annoy those of you who don't. But we'll also be hearing all kinds of other things here on 90.1 FM. We had heard from David Van Tiegem. These things happen. David Van Tiegem, of course, not of course. I don't like people to say of course, you know, when it's not necessarily a fact that everybody knows. I say of course because I happen to know it, but that doesn't mean you have to know it. So I'm not trying to sound conceited or anything like that. That's just the way it came out. I'm sorry. I forgot what I was going to say now. Let's see. David Van Tiegem. Yes, that's it. David Van Tiegem, some of you may know, had played with Laurie Anderson. Actually, when I saw Laurie Anderson a bunch of years ago, when the album first came out, her first album, David Van Tiegem opened up for her. This, I believe, was at the Beacon or maybe the Palladium, one of those places in the city. And he came out and he played these what looked like water containers, you know, like you have the water coolers. And he was just playing drums on those, and it was quite an experience, quite a sight. Everyone enjoyed it quite a bit, and they were all sort of beating on the chairs and on the walls and on everything, parked cars when they left later on, because this guy's an inspiration. He put out a video once where he was playing everything in the street, parking signs, no parking signs, that is, fire hydrants, policemen's little hats, that kind of thing. So David Van Tiegem is something, someone well worth checking out, if you like that kind of thing. We also heard from the Maytones, soundtrack of The Rockers, and Money Worries, what it all boils down to. Not having enough money, or for some of us, having too much money and just not knowing where to put it. You know, that's a major hassle. Especially for those Rastafarians, right? Yeah, specials before that, Just Because, off the first album. And that's all we heard in that set. It's 28 minutes after 9 o'clock. Eric Corley filling in for Ted Schreiber, who is stuck in New York. And hopefully was getting himself out of whatever hole he's in. And we'll see him either next week or in 2 weeks. I believe this may be one of those alternating weeks. Let's see what we have here. Ted Schreiber's here every week, so he should be back next week for all those Ted Schreiber fans. Well, twice a year they arrive in the community, young, fresh, inquisitive students, yes, and bright new faculty and staff who will be studying and working at the State University of New York at Stony Brook. Twice a year. You might want to watch for this. It's kind of like the migration of the Canada geese. Twice a year they search for housing. Again, this spring, Stony Brook's off-campus housing service is turning to the public to help find homes for these new community members. People who have an extra room, apartment, or rental unit available can call off-campus housing at 632-6770, weekdays between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. There's no charge for listing and no commission for placement. It's a chance to make income and help someone in need. So if you feel like doing that, 632-6770, the off-campus housing office here at the State University at Stony Brook. It's 29 after 9 o'clock, and My goodness, what have we here? This is somebody that I have not heard in a long time, Linton Kwesi Johnson. He came to Stony Brook about a year or so ago. Fabulous, what we call a dub poet. And if you don't know what that means, when you hear the way this man speaks and the music underneath him, you'll know what true poetry really is. We're going to hear kind of a less social song and more of a fun song. This is called Lorraine, and it comes on a album called Bass Culture here on 90.1 FM.
Whenever it rains, I think of you, and I always remember that day in May when I saw you walking in the rain. I know not what it was nor why, for usually I'm quite shy. I asked you your name, you smiled and said, Lorraine. I asked if I could share your umbrella, you smiled and said, what a cheeky little fella. Now I'm standing in the rain, in vain, the rain, hoping to see you again. Tears fall from my eyes like rain, the rain, a terrible pain in my brain, the rain, driving me insane. Whenever it rains, I think of you, and I always remember that day in May when I saw you walking in the rain. I know not what it was nor why, for usually I'm quite shy. But from the moment I saw you, I knew that I needed you in my life. From that moment on, I knew that I wanted you for my wife. Standing in the rain, in vain, the rain, hoping to see you again. Tears fall from my eyes like rain, the rain, it's a terrible pain in my brain, the rain, it's driving me insane. Whenever it rains, I think of you, and I always remember that day in May when I saw you walking in the rain. I know not what it was nor why, for usually I'm quite shy. I said, let's go back to my place for some coffee. You frowned and said, why kiss me, buddy? I felt so ashamed. I did not even notice when your bus came and went again.
Thank you. was no good. Dressed up in Red Riding Hood. Bad habit, taking life. A calling card, a 69 friend. Oh, Billy Bob mumbled something about the pub. Best sex I've ever seen. As if each moment was a lot. Drop the club, cut a light. Funeral, forest ride. 13 was really dead. Just to take a funeral ride. Scratch my head and wonder why. Time flies into time, across and out the daylight. Scientists and bubblegum, Hall of Fame and baseball. Senators are who you love. Big chips in a hall. Visualize it, relativity. Executives have heart attack. If the soul can't stay alone, the money makes us worth a void. Sometimes missions get reversed, then around the universe.
Visualize is relativity. Only buildings on people prophecy. Time's our best to hide, not reality.
WUSB 90.1 FM Stony Brook.
I've got
just seen a face I can't forget, the time or place where we just met. She's just a girl for me, and I want all the world to see we've met. Had it been another day, I might have looked the other way, and I'd have never been aware. But as it is, I'll dream of her tonight. La-da-da-da-da. Falling, yes, I am falling, and she keeps calling me back again. I have never known the like of this. I've been alone, and I have missed things and kept out of sight. But other girls were never quite like this. Da-da-da-da-da. Falling, yes, I'm falling, and she keeps calling me back again. Seen a face I can't forget, the time or place where we just met. She's just a girl for me, and I want all the world to see we've met. Falling, yes, I'm falling, and she keeps calling me back again. Falling, yes, I'm falling, and she keeps calling me back again.
Kaplan proudly presents the history of rock and roll. Tonight, chapter 731, The Beatles. A fan remembers.
Let me set the stage for you. Sceptred Isle, Jewel in the Sea, Silver Sea, England, Liverpool. Baby's crying. Mr. Lamb, Mr. Lemons. How are you today? I'm okay, but my wife sure is in pain. Mr. John Lemon is born. And Mr. Lemon comes and goes, oh, that's my baby. He's going to be famous. And Mrs. Lemon goes, maybe he will, and maybe no, won't. Okay, in that case, John Lennon was 15. And he had a band called Qualymans, a skiffle group type of affair where they play for catering. His friend Paul was 14. He joined in 1956. And then I called my friend George, and we renamed it Silver Beatles for obvious reasons. Then we went to Hamburg in Germany with Tony Sheeran, and he was dead. George turns around and says, you call that a backbeat? Oh, Tony's dead. Room service for Mr. Sheridan. No, he's dead in the bed. I'll take those rolls, please. Then Mr. Estein covered them in the noisy place. And Ringo, we was in this place, and I said, Mr. Best, you can't play. Mr. Ringo is highly sophisticated. Make him the drum player. Well, that's all for now, but we will be joined by you later in the record.
Well, that brings back some memories. Even though I don't remember the song, I know that It has to do with a time period that I was dimly aware of when it was going on. Very, very dimly aware. I should stress that word. The 1960s. That was the Kaleidoscope with Brother Mary off a record, a soundtrack to a film called Zabriskie Point. And if anyone has ever seen that film, it's a Michelangelo Antonioni film. And it starred Mark Frichette and Daria Halprin. And had some bands on it known as the Pink Floyd. We'll be hearing a song from them a little later on off this record. Also the Grateful Dead, Patti Page. We'll be hearing from Patti Page almost immediately. The Youngbloods, Jerry Garcia of the Grateful Dead, obviously. Roscoe Holcomb and John Fahey. And all that music was coordinated by Don Hall. And they say if seeing is believing, then experiencing is being. Zabriskie Point is not the kind of film one goes to see, for that implies a barrier between the filmmaker and his audience. Instead, Zabriskie Point exists as experience. Michelangelo Antonioni, love saying that name, draws his audience into his film, forcing its members to become involved participants rather than objective observers. Now, I've never been to a film where they encourage people to participate.
Have you ever seen Rocky Horror?
Well, I've seen Purple Rose of Cairo, and I think that's maybe about the only film that can
you
do that. Rocky Horror, yeah, I guess so. But they don't really encourage people to participate. They participate because they want to.
Oh.
You see, they're the ones that start yelling out comments and things. But according to this film was made with that in mind, with that intention. So if anyone's ever seen Zabriskie Point, please give us a call and tell us about it. Quite a soundtrack here. A lot of good songs, that is. Heartbeat Pygmy by Pink Floyd, Crumbling Land, and Come In Number 51, Your Time Is Up, which are very interesting songs. And we also heard from the Beatles off the Rarities album with a different version of Across the Universe. The history of the Beatles came from National Lampoon, and we also heard off Rubber Soul, I've Just Seen a Face, which is not on the original Rubber Soul. It's not on the English version. That's on some other record, or it might not even have made it to an album. It might just be a single over there. We heard from Big Audio Dynamite, a remix of E equals MC Squared, and Lorraine came from Linton Kwesi Johnson off the Bass Culture record. All here on 90.1 FM WUSB in Stony Brook. It's 7 minutes to 10 o'clock. I'm Eric Corley filling in for Ted Schreiber, who will be back, we presume, next week with all kinds of fun sounds, as you always hear on the radio when you listen to 90.1 FM. Checking out the weather, it's 19 degrees Celsius, and that turns out to be 66 on the Fahrenheit scale. We're expecting it to be partly cloudy with those 10-mile-an-hour winds coming in, so be careful of those. 10 miles per hour. Tonight, I don't know what the difference is between this evening and tonight, but tonight, variable cloudiness, low in the low 60s, with light west winds. Yes, light west winds. Tuesday, hazy morning sun. Otherwise, partly cloudy and very warm. High 85 to 90. Oh, dear. But it says maybe 80 to 85, so it's going to be hot. I mean, summer, I guess it's Memorial Day. Memorial Day officially ushers in hotter weather. No more freezing nights, I guess. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, low again in the low 60s. And for Wednesday, mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler, highs 78 to 82. But mid-70s if you're in the middle of the ocean. Yes, and even colder if you sink to the bottom. It's 9:54. And this reminder for you, the International Television Association, bet you didn't even know they existed. You know, they publish a newsletter for Long Islanders who are interested in video, film, and television. If you'd like information on receiving the newsletter, or if you want information about attending the group's regular meetings, please write to International Television Association, Long Island Chapter. That's P.O. Box 69, Williston Park, New York. And the zip on that is 11596-0069. Or you can call up area code 516-542-0964. Now, we have lots of fun programs here on the radio station, but one of the more fun programs has to be this.
Brazil beckons to you. Step into another exciting Jack Flanders story. A thrilling jungle adventure. A tale of ancient treasures. Lost cities of the Amazon. Strange African voodoo rites. A creepy crystal skull. And steamy romance in the hot tropics.
Dreams of Rio, a new weekly radio drama coming your way every Tuesday and Sunday night at 11:30, right here on 90.1 FM, WUSB, Stony Brook. And I happened to overhear a little bit of last night's episode, and this is one fun show to listen to. There's just so much going on, and you can hear it. You have to put on headphones to really appreciate it, because you hear all these things going on in the background, and the story is just so well written, performed, and just overall done that it's a must. It's a must for anyone who likes radio, who likes to experience what radio can do. And we can make you imagine all kinds of things. So tune in every Tuesday and Sunday at 11:30 p.m. for Dreams of Rio here on 90.1 FM. Now, back to the soundtrack for Zabriskie Point. A sound, a completely different sound, one that may remind you of Patsy Cline that we just heard. What is that noise? Strange noises in the background. Anyway, the Patsy Cline record we played before, this might bring back memories, but it's not Patsy Cline. This is Patty Page, and a really heart-wrenching song called Tennessee Waltz. So, turn out the lights, sit down in a chair, stare at that where you know the wall is, and think about all the horrible things that have happened in your life. And if you haven't had that many horrible things happen in your life, think about what could happen and what has happened to other people that you see on the news and that kind of thing. And just imagine how miserable it all is and how we're all just lonely little specks on a big grease ball known as Earth floating through a galaxy of mud or something like that. Patty Page with the Tennessee Waltz here on WUSB.
I was dancing with my darling to the Tennessee Waltz. An old friend I happened to see. I introduced her to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night. Just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night. Night they were playing the beauty.
God. Tennessee Waltz by Patti Page. And I tell you, some of the people on the station had to leave. That's how heart-wrenching that was. It's just sort of sobbing out the window right now. But we found someone. We actually found someone who has seen this film that's a song from, Zabriskie Point. And we have them on the phone now. Person, are you there?
I'm there.
That's incredible. Someone actually has seen this film. Now, how long ago did you see it?
Oh, a long time ago.
Uh-huh. So there's not much of a chance of seeing it going around on late-night TV or something.
There might be, but it's not a very commercial film, so I doubt that you'll see it
on
television.
What do you remember about Zabriskie Point?
That it was very difficult to understand. All of Antonioni's films are sort of very abstract, and you have to put a lot into it. Mostly what I remember from it is the ending. I can't remember why, and I don't think I knew at the time why, but everything blew up. There's this beautiful home in the desert, this very strange place, and this young man and this young woman, and at the end, everything just starts exploding in billows of different colored smoke.
Oh, that's something. You just don't see films like that anymore.
No, you don't.
I mean, nothing really explodes, you know? Explosions, they say something. I'm not quite sure what, but they say something.
Well, these are the most beautifully orchestrated explosions I've ever seen.
Uh-huh.
Because you weren't getting the full sound. You were just, the music just kept welling up, and the visual was all that you got of the explosion itself.
Music from The Grateful Dead, The Kaleidoscope, The Pink Floyd. You know it's early when they call them The Pink Floyd.
Yes.
The Youngbloods. Do you remember the circumstances of that Patti Page song?
No, I don't. I wish I did. I was just trying to keep from being totally depressed and see if I could remember, but
yeah.
I can't.
I mean, I'm trying to picture explosions with that Patti Page song, but somehow I don't think explosions would work there.
No, that came in earlier in the film, but I can't for the life of me remember. I was just trying to get a friend to remember, but then we started getting another Antonioni film called The Passenger, and confused with it because it also took place in the desert, so
uh-huh.
It seems to like deserts.
Well, you know, I think films like this, they should show these films to third grade classes or something and just sort of ask for their interpretation, and then we might understand what it means.
We probably would.
Because we're probably trying to read too much into it, you know.
Well, I saw Aria last night, and there were a whole group of people who had come in because Willow, which was showing in the theater next door, got sold out 5 minutes before Aria began, so these parents were out with their kids, and they didn't want to just go home, so they came into Aria, which was rated X.
Rated X?
Not X, R.
Okay.
And they brought all these little kids in, and it was really interesting because people were reading too much into it. The section, Aria, is done by 10 different directors, and the part that's done by Jean-Luc Godard had some pretty funny parts in it, but I was the only person laughing because everybody thought that you had to be so respectful because, you know, he's a French director and it must be serious.
Uh-huh.
And I thought he probably had a few good laughs about his part of it, or he wouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
But everyone sat there very reverent and glared at me because I dared to laugh.
Well, I think we have to laugh more often. Laugh at the most inopportune moments. Just laugh all the time, I say.
That's good for you. That's what I say, too.
Well, thanks very much for calling and for explaining a little bit of what Zabriskie Point is all about. It's I'm trying to just picture it by the way the album cover looks. It looks like Stars and Stripes, you know, red, white, and blue.
Yeah, there was a lot of that in the advertising for it and stuff, but I really can't remember what it was actually about.
Well, this soundtrack it was packaged in 1986, but it also says 1970. Do you know what year the film came out? It was late 60s or something?
Probably closer to 70.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, thanks very much for clearing up a few mysteries anyway.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's 5 minutes after 10 o'clock. We'll be getting back to more from the Zabriskie Point soundtrack, including a song from Pink Floyd. I haven't decided which one to play yet. They're all pretty interesting. But we'll see what we can get into. It's 5 minutes after 10 o'clock, which means we're 5 minutes late for the concert billboard. Beth, please forgive me. Beth, are you there? Speak to me. Beth! Ah.
Hi, this is Beth with the concert billboard.
Hi.
For Monday, May 30th.
Tonight, Dakota Stanton will be appearing at St. Basil's. Tuesday, May 31st, the David Valentine Quintet will be appearing at the Blue Note, and Taylor Dane will be playing at Bay Street. Wednesday, June 1st, the Dave Valentine Quintet will be appearing at the Blue Note, and Fagner will be performing at SOB's. Thursday, June 2nd, Devin Square and David Roach will be playing at the Bottom Line. Big Band Festival will be at the Blue Note, and Fagner will be performing at SOB's. Friday, June 3rd, Albert Collins will be appearing at the Ritz. Graham Parker and Janata will be playing at the Roseland. Seldom Seen will be performing at Bottom Line. James Brown will be at the Lone Star. The Big Band Festival will be at the Blue Note. Pas de Bois will be at SOB's. Depeche Mode and OMD will be playing at Jones Beach. And Mary LaRose will be at Dining Car 1890. Saturday, June 4th, Chuck Berry will be playing at the Ritz. Rich Hall and Tom Paxton will be performing at the Bottom Line. Big Band Festival will be at the Blue Note. Laura Mil Mercado and Sarava will be at SOB's. Hetchy Hetchy and Downey Milzo will be playing at CBGB's. Depeche Mode and OMD will once again be at the beach. Urban Blight will be performing at Bay Street, and Mary LaRose will be at Dining Car 1890. And Sunday, June 5th, the Zueno Syndicate will be playing at the Bottom Line. This has been the Concert Billboard for Monday, May 30th. The Billboard can be heard on WUSB 90.1 Stony Brook weekdays at 3 and 9 a.m. and 4:30 and 10 p.m. and on weekends at noon and midnight. If you have any questions or need further information, please give us a call here at the radio station at 632-6901.
Do you have modern ears? Does your head crave music it can sink its teeth into? If so, then tune in to Music for Modern Ears with Brian Dinger Thursdays from 7 till 9 p.m. only on WUSB Stony Brook.
The number you have reached has been changed. The new number has been disconnected.
Brain damage.
That's right, it's brain damage every Saturday night on USB. A new telephone talk show that just might adversely affect you. If you don't know why we call it brain damage, there's probably something wrong with you. Brain damage. Tune in and call up every second, fourth, first, and third Saturday of the month at 10 p.m. on Long Island's first station of the 90s, WUSB, Stony Brook.
It's nothing wrong with being proud of them. Nothing wrong.
From the movie Dance Craze here on 90.1 FM, Lip Up Fatty from Bad Manners. And this is Madness we're hearing now, but we're going to fade them down because you have to stop this sometime, you know? Sorry, guys. The English Beat with Mirror in the Bathroom and the Specials up on top with Concrete Jungle. And before that, that whole thing got started, we heard from Roy Richards with Baba Brooks from a record called Club Ska 67. Heard a song called Contact. And Joe Jackson up on top with the title track from the Beat Crazy album. All here on 90.1 FM, WUSB in Stony Brook, where it's 19 degrees Celsius, 66 on the Fahrenheit scale. And that's out of doors, considerably hotter indoors, but we won't get into that. It's 26 after 10. At 11 o'clock, we have John Connolly coming in, talking with all kinds of fascinating and interesting people. So stay tuned to 90.1 FM for that. Right now, we have a very quick look at the news, and I stress the word quick because we're not here for the news. We're here to have fun, and the news is hardly ever fun. Soviet leader Gorbachev hosted a state dinner for President Reagan tonight, during which Reagan presented Gorbachev with a gift, a copy of the 1956 Gary Cooper movie, Friendly Persuasion. And that's exactly what the president is hoping to accomplish during the Moscow summit. The two leaders are reported to have made progress on arms control issues, while Reagan also continues to talk about human rights. And, in an extraordinary session, the president met earlier in the day with several dozen Soviet dissidents and refuseniks. People refused permission to emigrate. The meeting didn't go down well with Soviet officials, one of whom described the dissidents as not the best of the Soviet people,
rather the contrary. In a public attack unprecedented in the Soviet Union, former Moscow Communist Party chief Boris Yeltsin today accused the Kremlin's number two official of blocking political reforms. Yeltsin's criticism of Yegor Ligachev came in an interview with the British Broadcasting Corporation. Yeltsin's fall from power culminated in his removal in February as a member of the ruling Communist Party Politburo. And in Seoul, South Korea, thousands of students shouting, "Yankee, go home!" demonstrated today during the funeral procession for a dissident student who had committed suicide. Police kept a low profile during the four-mile march, but they fired tear gas when the students burned a huge American flag after memorial services in front of a railroad station. And Vice President Bush has acknowledged meeting recently with Attorney General Edwin Meese, but is declining to elaborate on what they talked about. Speaking with reporters at his vacation retreat in Maine, Bush did say that Meese promised not to do anything that would jeopardize Bush's campaign for the presidency. Campaign aides have said Meese's legal problems pose a political liability for Bush. And Democratic presidential frontrunner Michael Dukakis met today with black supporters in Boston. Although Democratic rival Jesse Jackson enjoys overwhelming black support, Dukakis is working to shore up his own support among black voters in preparation for November. Dukakis is promising to offer Jackson a major role at the Democratic convention and in the fall campaign. Jesse Jackson continued campaigning in New Jersey today, one of four states that will hold primaries next week. And during an appearance in Jersey City, Jackson called for world peace and urged nations not to rise up against other nations. And on the shore near Bunbury, Australia, the ocean has been yielding television sets. That's right. Customs officials say more than 650 TV sets washed up over the weekend after a cargo container fell from a freighter in a violent storm. All of the TVs were wrecked. And that is the news at 29 minutes after 10 o'clock. But we still have the weather. It's 19 degrees Celsius, 66 on the Fahrenheit scale. We're expecting it to be partly cloudy tonight, low in the low 60s, with light and very low winds. Hazy morning sun, otherwise partly cloudy, and very warm. That's tomorrow, by the way, with a 40% chance of a late day thundershower. High will be in the upper 80s. Tuesday night, partly cloudy. Low again in the low 60s. And for Wednesday, mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler, high 78 to 82. But mid-70s at the ocean. George Winston has gotten quite a bit of criticism for ending every one of his piano solos with a sonic boom. Some people say it takes away from the effect of the gentle music, but I kind of like it, you know, sort of like Zabriskie Point, everything exploding at the end. But, it's all how you interpret things, you know. Life is a series of explosions, and USB is just another one of those explosions. I'm Eric Corley filling in for Ted Schreiber, who could not get out of New York City tonight. Or at least that's what he's telling us. We didn't verify that, did we? We didn't call him back to make sure he was really in the city. He could probably be watching Caden Alley or something, I don't know. But he'll be back next week. He swears he'll be back next week, and we'll be happy to let him come back here and do whatever he does on Monday nights. And I will be here until 11 o'clock.
No, you won't.
No? Am I leaving? What's going on?
Out.
I'm out now?
Now. That's it.
Okay, well, in that case, then...
just kidding. He can go on another half.
Well, I don't think that was funny. I don't think I should have to be pushed around like this. I'm going to have George Winston give you another one of his solos there. We do have something old, something borrowed, and kind of red, actually, from Laurie Anderson. This is a single, the original single, the first thing she ever put out. Well, no, not actually the first thing she ever put out. We have a compilation where she did some kind of answering machine song way back years ago, but this is the first actual single on 110 Records. Is it worth a lot of money?
Yeah, don't tell anyone that.
Okay, I won't tell anyone that. It has old Superman on one side, but you all know what that sounds like, so we're not going to play that. Instead, the classic song, the one that never made it onto any album, and I just pressed the button for dramatic effect and it didn't work. The one not on any album, Walk the Dog, here on 90.1 FM.
I saw a lot of trees today, and they were all made of wood. Well, they were wooden trees, and they were made entirely of wood. Your shirt was on fire, and your hair was on fire, and flames were licking all around your feet. And I did not know what to do. And then a thousand violins began to play. I did not know what to do then. So I just decided to go out and, walk the dog.
No.
I went to the movie. A dog, 30 feet high. And this dog was made entirely of light. And he filled up the whole screen. And his eyes were long hallways. He had those long.
Thank you.
sound on the radio. And I heard a song by Dolly Parton. And she was singing... so bad. I feel so sad. I left my mom and I left my dad. And I just want to go home now. I just want to go back to my Tennessee mountain home now. Well, you know she's not going to go back home. She's not gonna go back home. And she knows she's never gonna go back there. And I just wanna know who's gonna go and walk her dog. Her dog.
Folks, we've had a turntable failure here. I don't know how to describe this. Keep pressing the button, but it just doesn't move. Let's try it again. Ah, much better. Pay no mind to that. These things happen occasionally. What can I say? It's all fine now. Uh-oh.
get ill, cold, fishing by the lake, pick a ring or rap band. Remember what happened, listen, reminiscing, cold, keep it with Batman, Daryl and Joe, let the DJ Jason, hear no fear, be a radio station. Radio station around the nation, Run D and Jason made a dedication to those listening. We're not dissing them, recording and rewinding so we won't be missing them. Keep on playing song, LP playing long, JD and Joe keep the radio standing on the always say to Joe, turn on the radio, jam after J will know that is the way to go. Wild JDJ and I will be saying rounds that I'm playing, FM or AM, hot rotation, a winning combination, AM, FM, music modulation, rapping on the mic is my opinion. That's what I like, the radio station. AM, FM, thought that I left them. Back and exact, never whack, no more gas. Sessions run, made a return. D making me earn. J gotta play on the radio. We burn hotter than a fire. Change no one higher. Hook up on the album, that was prior. To this, tougher than nobody's buffering. Run DMC, throwing down like a buffering. Relieving all pain, receiving much shame. Remaining entertaining while we entertain. For black, white, Chinese, Spanish, Indian, Haitian, we had no fear, the radio station. Dico, Jason, radio station, saw that format you be placing. Records other than run, go cover and put them on your lips, people hand, and the summon of fake or break the tools that make it. D gotta be on top and shake it. Keep on rocking it. My line stopping signs on the radio, popping it one top, ten again. Run's gonna win again, Jay's gonna spin again. Only FM again. I coulda and shoulda and woulda brought a letter, but a street sound reach the streets is much better.
I can see things more clearly now. To me, it just don't make no sense. I said the change towards me. Tell me what's wrong. Oh, won't you tell me? Oh, won't you tell me? Oh, won't you tell me? Tell me what's wrong. After all's been said and done, I guess that's how it ought to be.
And that's the Selector here on 90.1 FM from Celebrate the Bullet and Tell Me What's Wrong here on the first station of the 90s. We also heard from Run DMC off their new one. We heard a song called Radio Station. Joe Gibbs and the Professionals did Boxing Wild with a little bit of help from Angela Davis and Richard Nixon. We also heard from Patsy Cline doing Crazy, Laurie Anderson Up on Top, and Walk the Dog here on USB. Once again, the Department of Student Union and Activities will be presenting Secrets at SUNY Stony Brook. Secrets, a series of non-credit mini-courses, will be held in October and March during the 1988-89 academic year. The fall theme will be self-help, and the spring theme will be cultural diversity. If you would like to run one of the one-hour workshops or have a topic that you would like to learn about, contact Marcia Wiener at the union by calling 632-6822 and leaving a message, 632-6822. 10:54, Eric Corley filling in for Ted Schreiber on this beautiful Monday night. I understand it's raining in parts of the island. Well, that's just fine. I mean, I like rain. I like rain a lot, actually. But we're expecting it to be hazy, hot, and humid tomorrow. Well, not maybe all that. It's hazy and very warm, otherwise partly cloudy with highs 85 to 90. I think that fits the description, hazy, hot, and humid. Welcome back to summertime here on the island. For tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low again in the low 60s. Wednesday, mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler, high 78 to 82. Right now, 19 Celsius and 66 on the Fahrenheit scale.
Just hold on a second.
Oh,
you can go out later. I've got something to talk to you about. Now sit down. I've put a whole lot into raising you. More than you'll ever know. And there's no way you're going to get AIDS. You heard me, AIDS. Now, there's no way of me knowing who you're seeing or what you're doing. And I hate the idea of you doing things I know you're not ready for. But if you're doing anything, you use one of these. That's right, a condom. You understand me? Because my baby is not going to get AIDS. You are not getting AIDS.
AIDS. If you think you can't get it, you're dead wrong. For more information on AIDS, call 1-718-485-8111. This message was brought to you by the New York City Department of Health and funded by New York Life.
You're not alone when you're feeling down and there's no one.
This is John Connolly inviting you to join with us every Monday night for the John Connolly Show at 11 p.m. as we explore the latest psychological, parapsychological, and metaphysical phenomena. You're invited to call in for personal psychic, tarot, and astrological readings and to consult with our expert psychics, psychologists, and healers. That's the John Connolly Show every Monday night at 11 p.m. right here on WUSB-FM in Stony Brook.
And that's coming up in just about 4 minutes here on USB. I'm Eric Corley. I've been filling in for Ted Schreiber. It's just going to about do it for me until Saturday night when we get together for Brain Damage starting at 10 o'clock. So maybe I'll talk to some of you then. We're going to finish things off with, once again, the soundtrack to Zabriskie Point. This is the one of the songs by Pink Floyd, The Pink Floyd, as it was called then. And I'd like to read just one couple of sentences from the liner notes about Zabriskie Point. The film and the music are not really meant to be understood, but to be lived. Let the music on this album happen to you, and you'll hear, understand, and experience what I mean. That was written by Mike Kerb, the president of MGM Records. So let's experience this music together. Closing out the show tonight, the Pink Floyd with a song called Crumbling Land. Good night, everyone.
Sunshine mines in a smile. Driving around in my pickup truck, the only thing you can do is pick her nose and listen to WUSB in Stony Brook. That and go out with the boys and chase sheep on Friday night. Got one!
You're not alone when you're feeling down and there's no one around. You're not alone. There's a feeling you can find deep down.
You are not alone. This is the John Conway Show, and you're listening to WUSB FM. We're here with you in Stony Brook, and will be tonight till on around about midnight time, when we'll fade out. My guest this evening, Joe Trolley, and Joe has and will continue to be a very regular guest here on the John Conway Show because of his ability not only to give real interesting and rapid psychic and tarot readings, but because of the many topics that we're able to touch on and talk about together. And you can be a guest with us this evening by giving us a ring. We're live here at 632-6901. 632-6901. So put your telephone close to your radio so that you can touch both at the same time. And that way, when we answer the phone, you can kill the radio. And that way you won't have to hear yourself or me more than once. Because to hear yourself more than once can be a rather disturbing phenomena. So we're here live at 632-6901, and we're gonna let you know that we're not going to pre-answer your telephone calls. In other words, the first voice you hear will be mine, and when we hear yours, you will be on the air immediately. So realize that. That'll also save you a nickel or a dime, because you won't have your phone call answered until it's time for us to speak with you. So if you're calling 632-6901 tonight and just getting a ringing sound, that means you're doing it right. So stay with it and let it ring, and we'll buzz you in as soon as it's possible to speak with you. 632-6901. And tonight is the night before a full moon. I believe it's the second full moon of the month. We had one on the first of the month, and there'll be another one tomorrow on the 31st of the month, and that's an unusual event, I think, Joe Trolley. That only happens once in a blue moon, does it not?
That's right. It is a blue moon. The second moon in the same month is always called the blue moon, and that's why, and it happens rarely.
So full moons affect people in a weird way anyway. Does this one give you a sort of a double...
Double whammy for the month?
Is it a double whammy?
Not necessarily. So it's just that it happens to fall in within calendar space of the same month. But no, it's still a full moon following another full moon.
Do the people you know become any stranger around this time when the moon is full?
Well, I usually get more calls for readings. My brother-in-law works more because he's a police officer. My sister used to when she was a nurse. spend more time in the emergency room. The full moon affects clams and affects people and affects tides. I don't know the scientific reasons for that, but apparently it has something to do with the magnetic force the Earth has as the moon and the Earth are closer aligned.
We're at 632-6901. If you have a full moon story, do call and tell us that story. If you or your environment seems to be affected by this kind of magnetic pull, let us know how. You're on the air. Hello.
Hi, John. Barbara Gregory. How are you?
Hello, Barbara. It's nice to hear from you.
Is this Barbara from Sayville?
Talking about.
Yes.
I was hearing about the full moon tomorrow. Yes, it is.
Okay, I was almost sure it was. Yes.
I've been hearing about this full moon tomorrow, which is called the blue moon.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also been told, and I would like to find out from Joe, that if you can go into meditation, you can pull in, I don't know if I'm using the correct language for it, but the good spirits, the good environment, and it will touch you.
I do a meditation once a month. That's all I need. And it's always on the full moon.
On the full moon.
On the full moon. And they're always very powerful meditations, and they set the theme for the entire month for me. And I usually start with a ritual because I believe very strongly in rituals. And I cleanse myself and the environment I'm in. And I put myself in a very positive state of mind.
Right.
And then I just blank out.
Right.
I go with, I set my intentions, and I blank out and absorb the energy that is being transmitted at this time from the moon, and the interaction of the moon and the Earth. And I can't explain it, but I get a lot of power from it, and my months are always successful. That's why I'm a very successful person.
Oh, I know you are. I know you are.
So I think the same thing can be done in your case is to cleanse your environment, make your intention for the month, release it. That's very important, to release it so that you're not preoccupied with anything and just absorb the energy that's around you, because you're already
translating that into language that a normal person could understand. You're supposed to think about what you want, then what?
Then just release it.
Well, what do you mean release it? Think about something else, then?
Think about nothing
else. Let everything go from your mind.
And
think about nothing else.
Right, and allow yourself to recharge.
Well, most people, when they think about nothing, find that they're thinking about, nothing special.
Nothing. Well, you can, if anything enters your mind, let it pass through. Don't put any effort into changing it or erasing it from your mind. Just let it accept what's passing through your mind.
So you're talking about watching your thoughts.
You don't have to, but if they're there, you can watch them.
If they do go through.
Disassociated from them and look at them as if they were something in a theater.
Okay.
In other words, it's a space of great relaxation, disassociation. You don't take yourself or life seriously. And just sit there as if you were plugged into the wall, recharging yourself as a battery.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Be that impersonal with everything around you. Don't let it bother you.
Right.
Because you're going to die anyway. I mean, you're not. You are going to die. You're going to lay in a grave somewhere here on Long Island, and you're going to be ugly and stink.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm going to be cremated.
Or cremated, you know. Think about that before you go into the meditation, and you'll find out that really nothing counts except, obviously, experiencing wonderful things in life. And basically, that's the reason I go into a meditation, so that I can clear my mind and my heart and have more energy for having impact in life and enjoying life and getting off on it, having blissful experiences, as many as I can possibly have. And usually the meditation in and of itself is a wonderful experience.
Oh, I know it is. I know it is, because I do it.
Yeah, and you'll notice how it helps you, even though you're not sure how it does, but allowing yourself to be recharged helps a lot.
Right, it sure does.
Yeah.
Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
And we are live this evening here at 632-6901, 632-6901, and you can hop aboard and jump in and join us. Joe is able to provide you with psychic readings using his tarot cards to give you information about what has been and what will be going on for you. So give that a shot. We're at 632-6901. You had a comment. I cut you off, sir, Joe.
Yeah, I did, but I forgot it. So, but I do see something here I wrote down that you were talking about earlier, and you asked me what the New Age was. Is the New Age a religion?
Yeah.
And since so many people have varied beliefs in the New Age movement, there seems to be one very central belief in all of it, and that is the belief of spiritual democracy, where an individual has impact. An individual channels the divine commands or the information or the great wisdom of God, that it is not, we do not have to depend on a hierarchical situation like in Judaism or in a hierarchy of information would be in Judaism and Christianity, the Roman Church, Greek churches. You would have the clergy, and in the fundamentalist churches you have the authority of the Bible. In the New Age, it's a spiritual democracy, and it almost borderlines on the fact of each individual being a god. Well, obviously all the religions maintain in some way that there is a god essence in you, or
they sort of say part of everybody is a god, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or I mean, you know,
well,
I hear sometimes everybody
goes
God,
out on a limb herself and says, "You are God." You know, she gets very emphatic with that.
Yeah.
And I can see her point. I can see her point. But there is something in the New Age that is very lacking, in my mind anyway, is that they go to the light and they try to be good people, and that's really not such a very healthy path, because within us are demons. And within us are entities of light. Every good Christian has the devil and has God in him at the same time, and he recognizes both, and he balances them well, and he gets the energy of God and the energy of the other forces, the darker side of himself, puts them together, and walks a path that creates his own energy, and he pleases both God and the devil at the same time.
We're live at 632-6901. I'm John Connolly. You're listening to WUSB FM. We're here in Stony Brook. Joe Trolley is my guest this evening. If you don't get through tonight and want to speak with him, he's at 467-5866, 467-5866. And again, when you call this evening, if you don't hear the phone being answered, that's good, because as soon as it's answered, you're on the air. So we're going to save you some nickels and not pick it up until we're ready to talk with you. So when you hear the phone ringing, that means you're online, and just let it continue to ring, listen to the radio, and be ready to shut it down, the radio, that is, when we pick you up. Joe.
John, I was looking at my calendar, flipped it over for June.
Uh-huh.
And I noticed something for June 23rd I had written there. There's going to be an earthquake in Alaska. Now, I don't do predictions of that sort, but several months ago, I decided to write it in the calendar in the month of June for the 23rd of June. So anyone that wants to keep track of predictions and find out if Joe Trolley's prediction is worth anything, jot it down on your calendar.
You do geological predictions.
Never did it in my life before, but I just had the thought that that would happen. And
well,
we're
certainly
calendar.
Going to check it out, Joe.
Yeah.
You're on the air.
May I please have a reading?
What's your name?
Marjorie.
Okay, and do you have a particular question? Would you turn your radio off, please, now? Good. down, 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 and it's off. Do you have a particular question you would like to ask Joe?
No, I just want to hear what you have to say.
Oh, wow. A general reading like that over the air? Do you think I am Houdini? You can do all these marvelous things. Okay, we're going to do it very quickly for you. I would say the basic thing that's going on with you right now is a fear of someone leaving your environment, or maybe a breadwinner. But the people that are leaving from your space are all going to do very well. I see two males around you that are going to do well. I don't know what you're going to be doing, because you don't seem to be doing much than worrying. And the future looks very bright for you, providing that you forget how you were hurt in the past. I think everything is on the upswing for you. Now, because you didn't ask a question, this is a very general reading, and that's all I can get for you.
Thank you for your call. And we do welcome your calls this evening. We're live at 632-6901, 632-6901. So if there's an area that you have some concern about your career, or perhaps what's going on in your family, or what's going on in terms of your own psychic or spiritual development, romance, career, children, then give us a ring. We're at 632-6901, and let it just keep ringing. And when we have a moment, we'll pick you up and say howdy.
John,
you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, John. This is Kathy from Port Jefferson.
Hi, Kathy. It's nice to hear your voice again.
Good. It's good to talk to you, too. I specifically took off tonight for some strange reason. I did have a feeling Joe was going to be on the air, and I did want to listen to you, and I also wanted to enjoy the full moon. So here I am.
Well, I'm glad you joined us.
Okay. My question is this. Maybe Joe can help me out when I meditate tonight on the full moon.
Uh-huh.
What is precisely is that he feels would be most important for me to release at this time?
Okay, what is your name?
Kathy.
I didn't get it at the beginning.
Kathy, I've been to you before, Joe.
Okay, well, let's see now. For you to release here on the full moon, I have the feeling there are two very important areas for you to release and have full command over comes this month, and that is it, your concern for career and relationship. Those are the two strongest influences in your life that you're wrestling with. And you're going to have a surge of energy and power as you move into this full moon. I wish you had two other ladies that would do this meditation with you. If there were three of you, this would really be powerful for you. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah. If they don't happen to be available for you, that's well and good.
Kathy, you had a comment, though. Go ahead. What is it?
I was just wondering if he got the Three of Cups. The Three of Cups in the reading that he did.
The Three of Cups are there.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Would these two other women possibly be co-workers?
Could easily be. It could easily be. These are people that have basically the same need for energy in almost the same areas as you do.
Okay.
You know, and the recognition that you will get from the people that are in that meditation and the sharing of the energy and the building of the energy with this moon will be good, because you'll make lifetime, almost lifetime friends during this meditation. Because you need a support group that you don't have, and you will have a very good, strong, spiritual, earthy, well-grounded support group through this meditation. I feel it very strongly. And finally, you're going to have a feeling that you're not alone in the world in general. And this is what you've been asking for, and you can have it this full moon.
Kathy, are you planning to call your friends and say, would you come over and meditate on the moon with me?
Well, it's not really possible to do that right now, but I had planned on going to a support, well, I guess it's a meeting tonight with films on Lazarus, but it was canceled because of the holiday. It's not possible for me to do this with these two people that I do have, that are friends of mine that are very close to me. So I'm going to have to do it alone. And
you can do it right after the full moon, you know, because the energy pattern will still be there for about 3 or 4 days.
Okay, that's good.
So you can do it. This is a very strong moon, so you can do it. But start it yourself, and then continue it with them.
Now, so far as relationships are concerned, what is that you want me to release? So far as this past relationships, you want me to.
Well, I know there is a past one that was kind of nice too. I'm sorry about the weakening of that, but. It's releasing yourself from the preoccupation and need for, you know, and just go into this meditation and be empowered.
I'm planning on doing this outside tonight.
Good, good. And I would, how do you like ritual at all?
Yes.
Okay, light a candle for yourself and candle for each one of those persons that will be meditating with you later on, and symbolically have them there in the candle. And remember that you're a flame in a storm, and the storm can rage all around, but the flame will burn steady, and that's your inner being. That's the thing that's going to burn steady for you, and that's where your power is going
to
come from.
The
rest
like
of the world is...
You bring my crystal with me.
Excuse me?
My crystal. Should I have that with me?
Sure, sure. That'd be nice. Anything that you find that will empower you, and crystals are.
So you're asking that you release the need for things, and my belief is that wouldn't you tend to find, Joe, that as she releases the need for it, it's more available than it was when the need for it was there?
Oh yes, that's true. That's true.
So as you stop needing something, you're much more likely to have it.
Yeah. You will have drawn to you those things that are very comfortable to your nature, where you release your brain, your mind, your logical discursive mind, and allow your body to teach you and draw things to you, all your intuition and your senses. You know, because the brain is something that's been conditioned by a culture, that's been conditioned by a myth, you see. And sometimes those myths and those cultures last longer than the evolution of the body, and the body's in a very awkward space. So meditate with your body.
So
you understand that?
I just sort of reason, no mistake that I took off work tonight. I feel a very strong mood out there.
Yeah, do it. Do it with all your heart.
Stay on the line for a little while, Kathy, if you would. I just wanted to ask both of you to reflect on something I was thinking about just as the show was starting, and that is that it seems to me, and I wonder if it seems to you, that as one becomes more and more psychic, what one is doing is expanding one's conscious mind to become more conscious over things one is already knowledgeable about within a part of the unconscious. So it's not that you're all of a sudden have information you didn't have, but you are conscious of information that you had but didn't know about, as you might be
as you get older.
Yeah, what
becomes stronger.
But John, you're speaking about a closed universe. And it's true what you said to a point, but there are things that are being created that never existed before. The creation of ourselves and the creation of the universe, and there are many universes, and everything's expanding, and there's more and more and more creation going on all the time. So some of the information is absolutely spanking brand new, created on the spot.
It's new information.
And it hasn't existed before.
Okay, but as one becomes able to get information, one is expanding what they are conscious of.
Sure they are. Yes.
So
right.
It's basically an expansion of the conscious mind.
Yeah.
becoming aware of
things. Bring yourself up to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also creating more dimensions of yourself as well.
People are so, basically very close to what they're capable of.
Yeah.
Of really achieving.
Yeah. But
until they let themselves achieve it.
Kathy, thank you for your call.
Thank you for talking to me.
Have a nice evening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello, sir.
Yes.
Let me turn the radio down a little bit.
Thank you.
I want to thank you very much. You're beautiful, what you just told me. And I want to ask you a question.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm worried about my daughter. She has diabetes. And she's got trouble with legs right now.
Would you do me a favor, reach over and turn the radio even further down?
All right, sir. My daughter has diabetes.
Yes, ma'am.
And you spoke beautifully. Tell me I'm worried. She has diabetes. She can hardly walk. And I want to, can you see something? Could you tell me something?
Mm-hmm. All right, I'll tell you only what I see in the cards. She has yet to see more doctors, obviously, because it says in the cards here that there is someone that she can see, and there is a lot to do with her system in terms of water. Is she retaining water? She's having a problem with that. And she can regulate this. There's more information to be had, but continue looking into a professional help, doctors, because I feel very strongly that there is something there for her. So you'll have to go to perhaps another physician along with what you're already doing. I get a sense of relief and hope for her, but I don't know exactly where it's coming from. But it's coming from the medical field. Are you there?
Yes.
Hello. Yeah.
May I ask your first name, ma'am?
Marjorie.
Marjorie, do you want to ask something for yourself as well? What's happening for you?
I've been very depressed. I lost my son. He shot himself. My daughter-in-law, his wife shot himself. I have two grandchildren, which are not his children.
Uh-huh.
My daughter's children, and he has two children. Well, we're in Pennsylvania. I have a little boy I love so much.
Yes.
And I love his brother, Kevin. And they're in Reno, Nevada. And I love him so much. He's 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I raised him. And do you see anything? I don't know how to put it across. I love him so much. My daughter's mentally retarded. She's with the father of the children.
There's been so much change and so many hurtful things that have happened.
I've been through so much, but I do love Jesus. And sometimes I think, does he love me? I know he loves me, but I have to go back to church.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to explain things. I'm so mixed up in life. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, you've been in the middle of such a hurricane of events, one after another. I mean, things that would one at a time and one only be devastating to most people. I think, remarkable that you've handled so many things, and you're able to express yourself as well as you are.
Well, it's the Lord to give me strength to go through.
Uh-huh.
But when I hear this, I can read things, and could you tell me, like if you could see my little grandson, David, Kevin, and my daughter, mostly my little David, Kevin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I feel in regards to him, he'll do well because there is a man going to teach him. And as far as your daughter goes, she has a lot to learn from the situation. And